Hello.
Was trying to do a
Ooh,
countdown
crank
and
it
then I
down.
can't even count on my
I
fingers.
know.
I
It was like
was
weird
trying
baseball
to,
symbols.
I know, I
I
was
could
trying
not
to do the
figure
Wayne's rolls.
out.
Five, four, three, two. Welcome to Love is Like a Plant, a show all about love, dating, sex, and how to make love grow. No pun
Sorry.
intended.
It sounded like you were describing dating sex. So I was
I
like, what
know.
is dating
And
sex?
love growing? I'm Sarah May. I'm the podcaster behind Help Me Be Me and the creator of The Breakup Album.
And I'm Elle, founder of Mend, an app that helps you through a breakup. Think of us like a personal trainer for your love life.
Today we're talking about infidelity.
Ooh.
What does it mean for a relationship and can you come back from it? Basically, why does it happen? And should you stick around if someone is unfaithful to you? L, is there any situation that you believe infidelity is acceptable or it should be forgiven? Or do you have an opinion about, I guess, the reasons people are unfaithful?
Yeah, I think when I was younger, I had a much more black and white opinion about infidelity. And I think now that I'm older, I think relationships are so complicated. And I think I've also seen so many good relationships survive infidelity and actually thrive after infidelity. And I just don't think I'm as sold on the concept of zero tolerance. And I think, I have been cheated on in relationships and it definitely does not feel good.
Yeah, it's like the worst.
It is the worst
Worst.
feeling. Yeah. I mean, it's just sickening, to even think about. But at the same time, I think there is so much gray area. And I was just talking about this yesterday at lunch, and I think that
What do you mean by gray area?
I think there's so much gray area about what fidelity even means. Like, is it just about sex? Is it about how you carry yourself? Is it emotional fidelity? I just think it's I think relationships are difficult, and I think people are fallible. People are incredibly fallible, even the best people. And I think it's just more complicated than this person cheated on me. I'm never talking to them again. Which was probably, if you had asked me, 10 years ago, I would have just said, no, it's so clear cut. If someone cheats on me, I'm not going to be with them. But then I think I've been in a lot of relationships and witnessed relationships, and I'm not condoning it, but I think that it's I do think it is one of the hardest things, to be faithful for a lifetime to one person. I do think that is a huge challenge for most people.
Yeah, I feel like all infidel or I'm making a broad statement, but I feel like all infidelity in relationship terms comes from another place. Like it's usually
Totally.
tied to like a need to create distance. It's like, somebody that cheats is usually under a certain kind of pressure in their relationship that they're incapable of voicing. And so when they cheat, it's like their way of taking, the pressure off of themselves and making it about something external. And I feel like there is a certain milestone that people hit in like committed relationships where their shit comes out, like it's usually to do with their parents, but like suddenly a certain type of dynamic is triggered. I think that most of the time it's not necessarily about like sex or attraction. It's about what is lacking in your relationship and whether or not you're able to see that or cope with it, or you have the language as a couple to cope with it. And usually the easiest or most like the instinct is to just follow this feeling, you know?
Right.
I know that, like, there are so many good relationships that have something like one really stupid affair break up, you know, such a powerful and wonderful bond. And it's always like a shock, you know, like, how could this
right.
be the thing that dismantles this, like, such a healthy friendship and such a powerful relationship? And I think it's because it's coming from this other place. It's oddly, it's about the relationship. It's not about the other person at all.
Right. The hardest thing for me thinking about fidelity and infidelity is not even the actual act itself, but the breach of trust.
Oh, for sure.
And I think that's the hardest thing to overcome. And I think so many people have, you know, trust issues.
Yeah.
And so, you know, those become even more pronounced when the rug is kind of pulled out from under you. So what are your thoughts on, like, how do you rebuild trust? And do you think there are situations where it makes sense to rebuild versus just wipe the slate clean and start over?
I think that it's, I mean, it all comes down to, are both people, like, what's it worth? Are both people willing to put in the work necessary to rebuild? And if not, like, if one person is not, then there's no point, you know? Like, the actual trust part of it, I think you can heal, but it has to be demonstrated in actions. I personally feel like if it's a person that's acting out based on their own fucked up issues, and they demonstrate that they're working on those issues, and that both people, like, demonstrate they're willing to work really hard to come back together, then it can be almost like, you know, this gift in disguise. It's like something that needed to happen, that needed to be purged from, that was standing between them and they both didn't even see.
Right.
Versus if it's somebody that has, like, a narcissistic, you know, selfish tendency, it can be just like another part of the abuse that they kind of have in their cycle of, like, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's a distinction, I guess, between sort of a once and a
cleaning crew come through.
Oh, he looked so scared.
I know.
Oh no, podcasters are so scary. Yeah, I think so. I was just thinking about the distinction between there's, like, the pathological cheating, and then there's sort of a one-off affair or one-off cheating incident. And I do think that they...
Question. Do you think there is such a thing as a one-off?
One-off cheating?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%.
Really?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Why do you think so?
I've seen it happen.
But how do you know that person's never going to do that again?
I mean, you can never know what's going to happen in the future. I mean, you also don't really know what people do, right?
I know.
That's sort of the crazy thing about life. Even with your partner, you can know them so well. You can know everything about them. There's still parts of them and what they do that you just won't be privy to ever. That's just the nature of not being, like, an omnipresent being, right? an omniscient being. So, that's where trust comes in, and that's why trust is so important. But I do think there are cases where, I mean, people make mistakes. And I think for, like, some of the cases I'm thinking of specifically, it happens one time or it happens in a short period of time, and it's an inflection point in the relationship. It makes them realize something, either that they weren't, you know, wanting to be in that relationship, or that they risked something that they really cared about, and then they went after it.
Totally.
Wait, are you crying?
No. Do you think... No, I was going to...
Swiping her eyes.
It's okay. I was going to ask, do you think it's important, though, for that change to be catalyzed in the relationship? Do you think that the other person has to find out? Or do you think that infidelity could actually inspire change in somebody?
Without them even telling the other person? Oh, yeah. Well, I've seen that happen before. Yeah. I mean...
And they actually became a better partner?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. And so that's the next question, right? Like, do you tell someone? You know, I think people go both ways with this. If you know you're not going to do it again, I mean, you can never know with certainty. But if you feel really strongly that it was a mistake, if you're just disgusted by it, you just can't believe that you did it, and you know that it will just devastate the person, do you tell them or not? And I don't know if you watched Togetherness, the HBO show. It's so good. Anyways, season two has, you know, an affair. And I don't want to
Spoiler
spoil
alert.
it. No, I'm not going to spoil it, but they essentially grapple with that question. She grapples with the question, do I tell him even though I know it will really destroy him? And, you know, how do you rebuild?
I personally feel like you have to,
I
just
think so
because
too.
you're, pardon, that'll be in between you for the rest of your life. Like, it just seems like one of those things that if you could get it out of the way and rebuild, just to have it off of my own conscience, even, I would do it immediately
Yeah.
because it would literally be the like spike that's inside of my, you know, rib cage that like that would be in the forefront of my mind. All of these great moments where this person is like expressing so much trust and joy, and like it's, I'm not the person that I'm portraying.
Totally.
And that to me is like hell. That's like
Yeah.
misery.
So, and I've been on the opposite end of not being told for a long time, and that's why I feel strongly that you should tell no matter what the consequences are. And like, if you are thinking of not being faithful, you should be prepared for those consequences. Like, if you are not prepared to face the music,
Yeah. I mean, it is. It's like you have to give someone the right to decide what they want to invest in, you know?
exactly. It's like, it's almost, I mean, it's just being dishonest, in my opinion. But I think, I mean, people have different opinions.
Yeah. I do feel like, though, there are very few people in the world that realize why people cheat. I think it's something that's so, it hurts so badly. It like smashes so much, it destroys so much that it breaks a lot of people up because of just the trauma and the pain and the betrayal. But if other people knew why those things happen, it wouldn't seem as much of an assault, like a personal assault.
Yeah.
Like the motivation is very rarely to do with like, you know, that person not being good enough or them not being sexy enough or
Right.
their own love life not, you know, it's all to do with like an inability to communicate needs and both people being incapable of confronting an issue they have in the relationship. Not to say it's both people's fault, but you know, it comes from other places, which to me is just a little bit more comforting to understand.
Totally. Yeah, I think one common thread that I've seen when people have rebuilt after infidelity is that it is really helpful to have a third party, whether it's like a coach or a therapist, but someone who is not at the epicenter of pain, who can sort of midwife the relationship back into being.
Totally.
And I think, you know, there are a lot of cases where having sort of a neutral person there is helpful, but I think that's one where, I mean, it's one of the most difficult things I think that people go through.
Totally. But in if it's of any consolation to anybody out there, it's similar to, I haven't had a baby, but I've heard it's that the pain is amazing. And it's very similar in the way that it in like years past, your brain literally blocks the pain you felt. And so people that do stick together past infidelity have literally no recollection that it was ever a part of their relationship.
Whoa, that's wild.
Yeah, like that you wouldn't ever, there's no trace of it on them anymore. I think it's just because your brain naturally wants to heal scars that threaten stability.
Yeah. I mean, that makes sense. I mean, even if you think about like if when we were cave people, there's no way all those cave women and cave men were 100%
Oh no,
faithful in those bushes.
they actually like shared
Totally.
women. They
Yeah.
like,
So it's almost more unnatural the way that we're structured now.
We were like equivalent to the softest rock.
Oh, God.
Sorry. On that note.
So, fidelity. We could go on forever about that one. If you liked this episode, be sure to click subscribe.
Soft rocks.
Yeah. Oh, and I almost forgot, not to get us off track, but I do think that a really interesting and important question to ask the person that you are in a relationship with is how they feel about infidelity. And what they would do.
Good assignment.
Yeah, homework. And if you're not in a relationship, it's a question you can ask yourself and your friends, right? So if you like this episode, hit subscribe so that you can get future episodes and follow us on social media. Sarah, what do you think love is like?
Love is like yoga. I wish I wrote a better one. Sorry. I'll just stick to this one. Okay, love is kind of like yoga because it feels great, it takes patience, and it always helps to be flexible.